Morning. The first item we have is approval of the agenda, and I do have one suggested change, and that is under Mr. Godwin. We'd like to delete local law enforcement grant request.
Make a motion to approve the agenda with the change.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So carried.
Okay, motion carried. Next item is election of officers. Mr. Vance Phillips has served as president of the county council for the last 2 years, and the floor is open for nominations.
I'd like to nominate Mike Vincent to be president.
I'll second it. See if there's a...
We have a motion and a second.
sorry about that.
That's okay. All right.
Yes, we do. Are you thinking of...
We got time for more nominations.
No, wait, David's thinking about this a little bit.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, so with that, we have a motion, and we'll vote on the motion. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah. Motion carried. Congratulations, Mr. Vincent.
Thank you. I'd like to certainly thank council for the opportunity to be president this year. And Mr. Phillips set a pretty high standard last 2 years and did a great job, and I will try not to regress too far. Try to continue moving forward. Office of Vice President.
I'd like to nominate Sam Wilson.
Second.
Any more nominations? We'll close nominations. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. And what else, Dave?
I'd like to thank my colleagues for having enough faith in me to nominate me and elect me as vice president. I sure appreciate it. And Vincent, all I can say is you better not miss no Tuesdays.
Sam, here's a trial period of a month.
There you go. We have appointments.
Appointments. We do have several appointments, and one is for the Delaware League of Local Governments. Mr. Vance Phillips has served as our representative in 2010. Another is for the National Association of Counties Board of Directors. Mr. George Cole has served as a representative there. The Pension Committee, Mrs. Deaver, has represented the County Council. Mr. Wilson has represented us on the Sussex Conservation District Board of Directors. And Mr. Wilson has also represented us on the Sussex County Airport Committee. Mrs. Deaver and Mr. Vincent have represented the county on the Sussex County Land Trust.
I'd like to make a motion, but with a modification. Mr. Vincent will take the League of Local Governments, and I'll take his position on the Sussex County Land Trust. That's all right with the council.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. Any questions on the motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Any more appointments there, Mr. Baker?
No, that's it. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes,
hold on just a second. Well, your motion was for the change of the two. What about the rest of the positions? Are they remaining as they were? Because I'm not sure your motion stated that.
Okay. If it wasn't clear, then with that change in place, I will now make a motion to approve all the appointments as read by Mr. Baker.
Have a second?
Second.
Question on motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips? Yes. Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Okay. The next on appointments is for legal counsel. Currently, Moore and Rutt serves as the county's lead legal counsel. Griffin and Hackett serves as counsel for planning and zoning. And Smith, O'Donnell, Feinberg, and Burrell serves as counsel for the Board of Adjustment.
Make a motion we retain the services of all three law firms.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Question on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Is that all the appointments?
That is all the appointments, yes.
Next we have the approval of minutes in our packets. We got the minutes of 12-7 and 12-14. Any questions or changes to those? Hearing none, we'll accept those as being approved. Rules of procedure, we also got that in our packet. We need to make a motion to adopt these.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to adopt the rules of procedure of Sussex County Council, Sussex County, Delaware. Any questions on the motion? I will take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you. When I first looked at the list of correspondence, I thought it was a cruel joke because it's the largest list I've had, and it's the one time I had the one eye. We did have a group of correspondence on the human service grants, and there was numerous letters, and instead of reading each one, what I'll do is read who they are from. The first is from the Food Bank of Delaware. Next is the Delaware Lions Foundation, the Wellness Community, the Catholic Charities, some of these are sticking together, KSI, YMCA of Delaware, Sussex County Habitat for Humanity, the Read Aloud Delaware, the Cape Henlopen Food Basket, Inc., Delaware Guidance Services for Children and Youth, Inc., the ARC of Delaware, Sussex Community Housing Services, Inc., the Delmarva Clergy United in Social Action Foundation, La Esperanza, Cape Henlopen Senior Center, the Bridgeville Senior Center, the Families, Individuals, and Communities Conference, Alzheimer's Association, Lewis Senior Center, Inc., Easter Seals, and all of those were letters of thank you for the human services grants. In addition, we had some additional correspondence, and the first one is to Sussex County Council. We at Open Arms would like to thank you for your $500 donation. We serve around 130 families per month through the food pantry and serve around 85 people through our soup kitchen. The second is from John Carney, U.S. Congress. Dear Sussex County Council, thank you for your note of congratulations and best wishes. I appreciate your kind words of support. The campaign was a long, difficult journey in a very challenging political environment. Our victory was a real testament to the hard work of our campaign team and volunteers and the broad support that we received across the state. All that hard work paid off for us on Election Day. I look forward to taking office in January and getting to work in the 112th Congress. Our country faces very serious challenges with a weak economy and high unemployment, intense global economic competition, wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and ballooning federal budget deficits. Now more than ever, we need members of Congress who are willing to put politics aside to do what's best for the country. I intend to be that kind of leader. It is a real honor and privilege for me to represent the people of Delaware and the U.S. House of Representatives. I am humbled by the trust that so many people across the state have placed in me. I will work hard every day to earn that trust. Thank again for your best wishes and support. With warm regards, John Carney. Next letter is from Sussex Central High School football boosters. Dear council members, the Sussex Central football boosters, including both Georgetown and Millsboro Middle School and Sussex Central High School, freshman, JV, and varsity football players, parents, and coaches, would like to thank you for your generous donation. Next item is from Westside New Beginnings, Inc. Dear members of Sussex County Council, thank you for your generous donation of $500. Your gift was received on Thursday, December 9th, 2010, and will help purchase food boxes for children, youth, and their families in West Rehoboth and prepare a Christmas dinner. Each year is more challenging than the previous year. Our ongoing goal is to continue to raise the level of awareness about the low income and poverty of children in West Rehoboth. Again, thank you for your generous gift. Next is from the League of Women Voters of Sussex County, Delaware. Sussex County Council, the Sussex County League of Women Voters would like to thank you for the $3,075 grant and the $750 contribution from the individual council members that will enable us to publish the new issue of They Represent You. Sussex County residents have found the publication to be very useful, and we have received many requests from the libraries, the Board of Elections, and other county offices that distribute the booklets for more copies. Your grant has made it possible for us to fulfill those wishes. We will be able to print 12,000 copies, 2,000 more than the last issue. From Esther Shelton, the president of the League of Women Voters. Next is a letter that was sent to Joe Thomas. Joe, great work by you and your team on the last storm. Thanks, Chip Major Charles Chip Simpson. And that is the end of the correspondence.
Welcome to council, anything? Okay, Mr. Baker, County Administrator.
Thank you. The first item I have is a report on the snowstorm, and we are glad to report that we have survived the December 26th snowstorm, which dumped 12-plus inches of snow on many parts of the county. We are particularly proud of the many Sussex Countyans who sacrificed their time and efforts the day after Christmas to assist those who needed help. We had county employees from the EOC, buildings and ground, paramedics, wastewater operators, and the vice president of the county council also was there to help. And others assisted the fire service, National Guard, DelDOT, state police, and many others. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Joe Thomas, our director of the Emergency Operations Center, who put in a few hours there Monday or Sunday through into Tuesday.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
To go along with what Dave said, we activated the EOC on Sunday morning at 8 a.m., and we remained open until approximately 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 28th. We had various agencies inside the Emergency Operations Center helping coordinate any kind of response that we needed to the storm, which included the Delaware National Guard, Delaware State Police, DelDOT. Representative from the Delaware Emergency Management Agency actually came and sat in the center to be a liaison for the state agencies, as well as a representative from the Sussex County EMS. We did not experience any of the magnitude of calls that we did in February of last year. We didn't have major power outages. We didn't have the mass numbers of stranded vehicles out on the road, which we had to deal with last storm. We did have some stranded motorists who decided to go out and try to drive in the snow. We were able to successfully reach them without any issues. And then as DelDOT had been up and operational for about 36 straight hours, it was time for those people to get some much-needed rest. So we developed what we call a task force. And we put five of these task force together, which was a National Guard vehicle, a DelDOT plow, a state trooper, and the local fire department with the ambulance. And from the overnight hours till about midnight Monday night until about 7 a.m. Tuesday morning, any calls that came in, that entire group would respond as one cohesive unit to try to get to people. And there was about 10 calls that night, and it really worked well. So all in all, things worked very well. There was a state of emergency in effect from Sunday at 4 p.m. until Monday at 6 p.m. for Sussex County. Which was a driving warning. The state has passed a new three-level driving restrictions as part of their state of emergency, and they tested it for the first time with our snowstorm in February. As far as any federal reimbursement, I doubt and do not anticipate at this point we'll be able to apply, simply because with snow, it has to be a record snowfall, and we pretty much took care of that in February last year. Any questions?
Any questions, Mr. Thomas? Okay, Joe, thank you very much. I did spend some time out there, and I'd like to thank you and your people. Did a great job, and I think it certainly shows that when you have a group set up in one building, you can eyeball somebody and talk to them. Things work a whole lot better. So to have people there from DelDOT and National Guard and EMS service, it works well. Hopefully we won't ever lose that ability.
I hope not. And thank you for being there most of the day Sunday. Mr. Baker, even though He was on crutches. We still got him, managed to get him into the center, and he set through, as well as Mr. Godwin was there for a brief period of time, helped us go do some grocery shopping, I believe. Yeah. So
I can primarily take care of Dave. So,
so thank you very much.
Thank you for your work. Thank you.
The next item is the DelDOT Capital Transportation Program. Last September, we reviewed with the County Council the county's Capital Transportation Program recommendations for DelDOT. We submitted a request to DelDOT for their consideration, and in your packet was a copy of that request. On page two, there is a listing of the major priorities. That shows east-west improvements listed as the first priority, with the county airport listed as the ninth highest priority. On page 16, there is some information about the airport proposal and extending the runway. What we are suggesting for your consideration today is that we revise this list of priorities to make the design for moving Park Avenue to line up with Ray Arrow Safety Road as the number one priority. Our goal is that expediting the design of this project and funding it separately through DelDOT funding and federal highway funding would enable us to accelerate the 1,000-foot extension project for the airport runway and enable PATS to survive here and stay here and prosper here in the long term. The estimated total cost for moving just the road is approximately $5.7 million, with design totaling roughly $700,000. Our goal would be that DelDOT approve this request to amend the priorities and then pursue the design of the Park Avenue realignment. And then we feel that this would help enable us to establish a plan for funding of the additional 500 feet. We would continue to pursue other options for possible funding or partial funding for the runway extension. We would be back to the council, of course, with updates on that. There are some additional advantages from a transportation standpoint to realigning Park Avenue. This is the entranceway, of course, to our industrial park, which results in substantial truck traffic. It is a truck route and a bypass around Georgetown. For instance, it does not have shoulders. Lining it up with Arrow Safety Road would improve safety and provide a more direct route to Route 113. But again, one of our main goals is to establish a plan for funding to reach a 1,000-foot extension of the airport's main runway. As you may recall, the FAA at this point is on board with funding 500-foot extension. So basically, we're trying to come up with a plan to enable PATS to stay here and prosper in the future. PATS has indicated to us that they need the additional 1,000 feet to handle Boeing 757-sized airplanes, and so this is, this is what we're trying to work out a plan. And basically, all we're asking today is that the council consider amending our priority list for capital transportation program and submit this change to DelDOT for their consideration. So I also have a copy, which I didn't hand out, of the estimated cost, which you did review before, of the two different proposals, one with a 500-foot extension and then the other with a 1,000-foot extension.
Mr. Baker, do you have a motion to?
Yes.
Read the motion. We'll see what the.
Okay. Well, you want to look at these numbers first? I mean, does this have any relevance on the motion?
Well, basically, this is the same schedule that we reviewed a few weeks ago. And as you can see, the first column shows the estimated total cost, and these are rough estimates, for the 500-foot extension with various aspects of that is $9.5 million. For the 1,000-foot extension, $25 million, $25.2 million. But part of that is the Park Avenue realignment. So our thoughts were that by looking at other avenues of funding, possible funding, we could perhaps skin this cat in a different manner, basically.
I don't mean to interrupt, but we've taken a position that we weren't going to do the 1,000 feet, right, because of the cost. Right?
Yes,
At this point in time. So what you're proposing now is to look for other sources of funding and not the county involved, or county might be involved?
Well, the county might be involved, but I think the council was very clear when we discussed this at a recent meeting we did not feel it was appropriate for the county to fund $13 million difference in the bottom line cost of these two different proposals.
There's another thing I think you might want to add into the equation is it just seems we're doing an awful lot just for one, company at the air park. And that seems awful risky to be looking at some of these numbers and thinking we're targeting it for just that one industry. I'd like to see maybe something to justify that would help other industries, or it's going to do something else other than just try to keep those people there. Because as corporations buy and sell each other, you never know what could happen. And we could have ourselves hanging out and then on this and Pat's, not locally but somewhere else, makes a decision that they're closing it down. So I'm just a little hesitant that we go too far targeting just one corporate user of the airport.
Well, we met Mr. Godwin, Mr. Hicken, and Mrs. Wheatley, myself met yesterday, and we talked exactly about that. We believe that there are other companies out there that perhaps would be more attracted to our airport and may come to our airport to set up business shop here, maybe complement what Pat's does. For instance, aircraft component manufacturing type companies that may work on building different parts for airplanes or aircraft, and an additional airplane maintenance facility, and aircraft modification companies, possibly even for smaller aircraft or different size aircraft. So those were some of the additional reasons we felt that it may be, worth considering.
And also maybe you could add into this next package when you come up with these ideas, is that maybe what's the competition? In other words, are we competing with other air parks, or is there no other competition with 1,000-foot runways? I'd like to know that. Tri-state area or something like that, in a regional area, what's the competition with us attracting people to our, if we had that 1,000-foot extension, with other areas and other parks, like Newcastle County or...
Sure.
Or something like that. Anyway, I'm just...
We can provide...
I know in New Jersey, they have a number of air parks. I'd just like to see what the competition is out there.
Sure.
Again, I think the more information we get, the better it's for us to make a major decision like this.
Okay.
Anybody else? Mm-hmm. Is that something, Mr. Baker, you could work and bring back to us?
Yes. Yeah, we will provide
that. In a couple of weeks. I mean, it's tough to do it by next Tuesday, but maybe in the following week's agenda, you could put it on there and have
some. Yes.
Okay.
We will provide that, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Do have a suggested motion if the council is interested in that. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves revising the DelDOT capital transportation priority request to make the design for the realignment of Park Avenue the number one priority.
What was the number one priority before we did this?
East-west.
Improving those.
I don't think it's essential that it be the number one priority, but it be
priority. Yeah, I think if you could reframe that to say, because I couldn't support that being our number one priority in Sussex County for transportation.
I can't either.
That would be a tough one.
Okay.
With all the problems we have. So you could make it, if you could...
Make it a high priority.
Reference it as a... We feel it would be a high priority, but...
Okay.
How about number two?
I just say priority.
My suggestion is just leave it as a priority.
Okay.
Right now, it's not even on the request, correct?
Sure. Number nine.
It's number nine. Okay. We'll just say we feel it's been a higher priority. It's a higher priority, right?
Okay.
I don't have any problem.
Higher priority. Yep.
Anybody want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. To move that realignment of Park Avenue higher on our list with the Del Dock. Any questions on the motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The next item is Daisy Avenue Ocean View lot proposal, and Mr. Godwin has been working on this, and he can explain the proposal.
Congratulations, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you.
I have a package I want to share with you.
Thank you.
This package contains...
Sure.
This package contains the newly adopted Sussex County procedure for selling real estate. That's the first few pages of my package. We've discussed this property a few times over the past couple of years that has brought the need for a procedure to sell real estate. But I wanted to try and make this property fit into your new procedure. On the second page of this procedure, item number five says, this titles the County Administrator's Report to Sussex County Council. And in this report, there are a list of eight questions that need to be answered, which would customize a particular parcel of land to fit into this procedure. So if you move back about eight pages, you'll find answers to those eight questions. And basically, these answers are those that identify this property, its address. It currently is owned by our engineering department. It's part of one of our wastewater districts in Ocean View, Delaware. The property is 75 feet wide by 342 feet deep. This is a full-size building lot in a subdivision known as Foreside Commons in Ocean View. And in 1999, we purchased this building lot because we needed a small footprint for a pumping station. We have the pumping station in place, and we mow the back half of the lot regularly, but we don't have any need for the back section of the lot. Our engineering department gave us notice in July of this year that they really only need 75 feet wide by 100 feet deep, and the rest of the property could be disposed of. We then circulated it through the county administrator and through the other department heads to see if anyone else in the county needed the property as per your policy. And no one else in the county just had any need for this property. We had it appraised some months ago. It was last year that it was appraised. And there were really two appraisals. I want to try to explain to you why there's two appraisals. First of all, in the town of Ocean View, a building lot must be 14,000 square feet. Like most jurisdictions, they have certain minimums, which would mean it would have to be 75 feet wide by, I believe, somewhere around 200 feet deep. Well, we don't need that much property for the pumping station. So if we were to sell the property, and there is a particular buyer interested, one of the gentlemen who lives next door to this property would like to have the back section. The buyer would then have to get a variance at their expense from the town of Ocean View, allowing us to keep a smaller lot than is normally required by the town. So we would have a lot that would be 75 by 100 or 7,500 square feet, and the back section would be some 18,000 square feet. The two different appraisals are for if we get the variance or we don't. So there's an estimate of what the property is worth in the back if we keep the larger footprint of 14,000 square feet. Then there's another appraisal which prices the back section if we were to keep a smaller footprint up front. So it's determined on how much land we would transfer to the new buyer, okay? And there are basically two appraisals based on those two different sizes. And question number five that I wanted to answer for you is, what did we pay for this property? We purchased the property in September of 1999. It's 25,000 square feet. We paid $42,200 for it. That comes out to $1.64 a square foot. Now, that number is important because in your procedure, you're asking for a recommended minimum bid, and I'll bring you back to that in just a second. Contingencies required. I do believe we need to have a contingency in the sales agreement of whomever the successful buyer is, that they must obtain a variance from the town of Ocean View for us to remain with a smaller lot than their code requires, and that those expenses should be borne by the buyer. So that would be a contingency of sale that would have to be met by whoever the successful bidder would be. Another issue that's asked for in the sales process, beyond the identification of location, address, is a minimum bid. There is a line in here where you can install a minimum bid for the property if you want to. My suggestion would be any minimum bid should represent what we paid for the property. Now, if you were to take the square footage that we're going to transfer times the price we paid per square foot, then the minimum bid would come to $29,766, which would be a number that you could place in this bidding package as your minimum bid. So if no one wanted to bid that much for the property, we would just keep it. Okay? That's just my suggestion. It also then just, it makes the money would go back to the sewer department anyway, or to the sewer district.
The district, right.
Sewer district, yes. Right. It's essentially their money. That's my recommendation in that regard. I have attached a floodplain map to this to show you that the property is not in the 100-year floodplain. It is, however, in the 500-year floodplain. Now, that means that there are no building restrictions on the lot as far as height or any other requirements. If the property were in the 100-year floodplain, we would then require, or the town would require, certain construction processes to build the house above the floodplain, but that's not the case. And then attached at the back of this package is the appraisal that we had done by a local appraiser last year at Bay Country Appraisal Service. If you're interested in reading through this, I should tell you that it's very well done, in my opinion. The appraisal that we got defines the difference between this property and a real building lot that could be built on, and there is a difference. The property that we're proposing to sell is landlocked, so that damages the retail value of the property. Since we have the front piece of this lot, which would be the access, no one independent could build a home on this lot or any other structure. It would have to be blended in with one of the adjoining properties.
Unless we gave him maybe an easement, but then that would affect probably our front set, and we wouldn't want to do that, would we?
Correct.
Probably. Yeah, we pretty much dominate the front of the property. And I think that South Ocean View may also have a restriction that prohibits it as well.
All right, right, right. Okay.
So if you were to read through the appraisal, you'll see how the appraiser adjusts the price accordingly. He takes the square foot price, the square foot value of adjoining properties in that neighborhood, and then he reduces it down based on the fact that this is excess land, and he shows you how he makes that equation. It's a pretty interesting process, one I think is pretty accurate. So that's our package. One of the adjoining property owners brought this property to our attention several months ago and asked for the opportunity to buy it. So that's why we're going through all of this, because we have really determined we really don't need the property. There really is no need for us to keep it. So why not put the money back into the sewer district?
Well, Mike, how much does it cost for us to cut that grass every day? When the grass is growing faster, after what, once every 10 days?
Yeah, a week to 10 days. Probably in the summer, really, once a week.
Yeah?
It's a nice neighborhood, so we do try to keep it mowed regularly so we don't look like the odd man out in the neighborhood. It's a very nice community.
So there is a cost associated with our people going there every day and equipment and all that stuff.
Now, the next step, what I would ask you for this morning is to move to the next step. The next step would be to advertise this property for sale according to our policy for 3 weeks, as our policy dictates, in a local newspaper, and we will take sealed bids. And we could put that minimum bid in the sale offer if you would agree with that. And I have a motion accordingly.
More questions, Mr. Godwin?
No, I'll just, the guy called me, and I got a hold of Hal and talked to Dave and everything, and we come to find out we didn't have any process. And so it's taken a long time to get to this point, and the individual next door is interested in it. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he pointed out that county doesn't really need it, right. And I think we agreed. So anyway, so it's kind of just taken this thing, and then we come to find out we don't have a process.
Right.
So because of this, we will have a process. Because have we sold much property, Dave?
No.
That you know of?
No.
We usually acquire.
Right. That's why there was no process.
Okay, so now this...
In writing.
So on any piece, small, little, large, wherever, we can use this process throughout. Right. Okay.
Okay. The motion is, be it moved that Sussex County Council direct staff to advertise a portion of county-owned land in Ocean View, Delaware for sale in a local paper for three consecutive weeks. This will be a sealed bid sale of Sussex County real estate to be processed according to the county adopted policy. The parcel number of the subject property is 134.12.00-2022. No transfer of ownership will take place without satisfaction of all contingencies and final approval by Sussex County Council.
I'll make the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion?
And we have the ability to accept and reject, obviously.
Correct. Correct.
And
correct.
So I think that what I just heard you say, we didn't put in any minimum bid.
Well, I can put that in.
No, I think we shouldn't. No, I think okay. We shouldn't because we know what...
Correct. If you get a bid for $10, you can say we're not taking this.
We got the information we need to have.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
It reads in the rules that we can accept or reject any and all bids.
Correct.
Right. Okay. And that'll
I can bring a package back to you. Bid whatever, and you can, for whatever reason, you can say, no, we're not going to sell.
Make sure that's in the advertisement, you know, across the bottom, that the, you know, County Council, Sussex County Council has the right to
correct.
Accept or reject any and all
offers. Any and all offers.
Right. So we don't have a situation.
Anything else? Call for the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank,
thank
you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Ayers' report. Mr. Becker?
Over a year to get him to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This, the first item I have is Delaware Department of Transportation public workshop. Attached is information received from DelDOT regarding a public workshop with a goal to receive public comment regarding improvements at Route 13 and Allen's Mill Iron Hill Road. Meeting will be held January 10th at Del Mar Middle and Senior High School between 4 and 7 p.m. Also, on behalf of the Sussex County Council and Sussex County Government, we look forward to working with our newly elected officials, Mr. George Cole, Mr. Vance Phillips, Ms. Cindy Green, Mr. Scott Daly, and Mr. Jeff Christopher. We congratulate them on their election and wish them the best of luck during their term. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Webb?
Thank you.